Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, can't find my keys. Cannot find my keys. I'm sure that at some point you have uttered those four unpopular words, can't find my keys. You've gotten ready to leave, to go out, and to take care of business in the day. You may have had 1,000 things that you planned on doing, but you were held up because you couldn't find your keys. It didn't matter whether your car was filled with gas, whether it was washed and shined, pristine and pretty. If you could not find your keys, it meant that you couldn't travel anywhere, that you were confined to the home or to your office, and there was no way you could move forward until you found your keys. Well, by the same token, my friends, in business, there are many leaders who have lost their keys. I don't mean the keys to their automobile, but I mean the keys to motivating, to strengthening the people that are on their team, to keeping the group moving forward. And until we locate these four key elements, our businesses will suffer and stagnate. The key for everyone is to find his or her keys. Let's talk about how to find your keys with this lesson. Of course, you know that keys is going to be our acronym for today. I hope we get a chance to finish it. That K in our keys acronym remind us that we must find our kindness. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we must find our kindness. Now, that may seem like an elementary component as it relates to establishing and building a team, but think about all the people on your team, and if they had to rate you based on solely your kindness, how would you rate? How would they say how nice you are? Remember, everyone has a problem that they need solving, or pressures they're facing, or pains they're enduring. So kindness is one of the things that we'll always remember no matter what. Remember, it was Maya Angelou who once said that people will often forget what you say, but they will never forget how you made them feel. Well, you may say, well, listen, I'm too busy to show kindness. I don't have time to pamper anybody or hold anybody's hands or pat them on the back when they're not doing well. I tell you, it's just like losing your keys. Don't leave home and don't expect to travel far without showing kindness. How can I do it? It can be as simple as a nice word or a gentle smile, a return phone call or email. It can be something simple that shows acts of kindness. However, the kindness happens repetitively. So if you only do it once or twice, people won't believe that you're kind. They'll believe that you're just wanting to get something out of them, and they won't appreciate your kindness. Make a habit of everyone believing deep down in their heart of hearts that you are kind, that you're respectful, that you're appreciative when people do certain things for you. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to show kindness, and that's one of the keys. The E reminds us that we cannot lose our education. This is when I speak a word about training. Think about all the lessons you've been taught, all the motivational speeches you've heard, all the professional development that you've been in come in contact with. We've been inundated with lessons. However, many individuals don't apply what they've been taught. I challenge you, my friends, don't lose what you've been taught. By the same token, I always say what you've been taught only matters if it's applied. And then how often it's applied determines its value to you. I challenge you to go back and review your old notes. I challenge you to listen to previous podcasts and apply some of the lessons that you may have forgotten. Some of the most successful people in the world are known for their ability to consume and apply information. When Warren Buffett was asked what does he consider the key to success is, he said, read 500 pages every day. That's how knowledge works. It builds up. It's like compound interest. He was talking to an audience and he said, I can guarantee you all of you can do it, but I also guarantee you that most of you will not. Because when it comes to education, oftentimes we're resistant to learning new things, but I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that it might not be the new thing that you've got to learn. Go back and review the old thing and apply it. It worked before and it will continue to work if it is placed into practice this, I challenge you, my friends, to take the time to focus on the lessons you've been taught. Don't leave home without them. It's just like losing your keys. Make sure you've got an educated team, a well-trained team. And when I say education, I don't just mean from a textbook perspective. I mean educated as it relates to the industry, the competition, the products and the services, the processes and procedures. Educate them and go back and show them that you have not forsaken your education yourself. That why, my friends and neighbors, reminds us that we can't forget our yes. Now, yes is an acronym within an acronym. That yes is my word that I like to use for yielding every second. It just reminds us to take the high road, to refuse gossip and negativity, disparagement of any kind. We've got to make sure that we're not trying or attempting to rule with an iron fist, but rather with a yielding heart. Most historians, when they look back at Abraham Lincoln's life, always note how agreeable he was. He was always willing to listen to the other side, to opposing views. He would never be the one that would have to shout you down. He'd be the one that would take thorough notes every time someone came to him with a suggestion, with a recommendation, with a complaint, or with a frustration. And he was the one that would say, what can I do to help? And he was the first to apologize. My friends, we could learn a lot from good old honest Abe Lincoln. We could do some of those same things, and we could make sure that we win every time. It looks like I'm going to finish with the S. That S says we cannot lose or forget our successful surroundings. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that S is for the successful surroundings. You remember what our grandparents used to say, birds of a feather flock together. If you think about some of the greatest minds of modern history, you would think of Henry Ford, who created the Ford automobile. You would think of Harvey Firestone tires, and Thomas Alva Edison, who created the light bulb and all the things that are related to it. Well, those three guys, Ford, Firestone, and Edison, they had a summer home together, meaning they had a summer home right next to each other. They were neighbors in the summer. They spent hours and countless hours of time together for three consecutive months. Isn't it amazing that some of the greatest innovators of modern history would spend time with one another? Yes, my friends, I challenge you to call the most successful person that you know. Request time with that person. You take them to lunch. You fly to meet them if you need to. Ask them some questions. Pick their brains. Find out how you can grow, because of successful surroundings are what we cannot lose. We cannot become inundated with the wrong crowd. On the contrary, we've got to become married, as it were, to the right crowd. It doesn't matter whether you're in North Carolina or New Orleans. It doesn't matter whether you're in California or Tennessee. We all have to work hard to maintain and not lose those successful surroundings. We cannot lose our keys. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. You can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.